Greetings, and thanks for your call to the Daily Inspiration Line. This is Brother Jeff Chapman down in the hills of Tennessee, opening up my Bible to Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12. This devotion today is on the subject, one of the most destructive subjects for mankind, and it is unbelief. Unbelief. To not believe the living God. To not believe God is to call him a liar. To doubt God is to limit God. So let's look at this verse, Hebrews 3:12. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. So he tells the brethren to take heed. Just in case there'd be this little seed, this little heart of unbelief that would cause you to lose your way with God, that would cause you to be damned, to be found without faith, a lost man, a lost woman without God. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief. Do you realize that your heart, according to Jeremiah 17, the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked? Who can know it? Your heart, without the grace of God and the power of God and the Holy Ghost, is nothing but a deceitful thing. So, your evil heart of unbelief would cause you to depart from God and serve Satan, serve self, and lose your way with God, or never find God. So it is a sin that would easily beset you, as Hebrews and Romans would tell us, a besetting sin. Yeah, we want to make sure we're not beset by this sin. This is the gateway to death and darkness. It's the destruction of the world's not believing God. Do you realize that it was one man's sin that caused death and destruction on the whole world? Do you realize that? Yea, hath God said, was all the Satan interjected to doubt God, to bring in a suppose God's keeping the best from you, don't believe God, come on, really? That's what we get. It is the foundation, of every other sin. No doubt. And we must remember that Romans 10 tells us that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And I would just interject that whatever we're hearing the most is what we're going to have the most faith in, usually. Now, the word of God is not just some abstract thing. It is living. It's alive. It's a discerner. It's a roadmap, a compass. It's a light. It's everything we could ever imagine. It's alive. It's God-breathed. It's inspired. It's by the Spirit of God. There's people in the world called atheists, and they say they don't believe in God. The Bible says the fool has said that. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. There's people they call agnostics, or call themselves agnostics, and they say, I don't know. But they're just infidels. They're just lost. There's these fuzzy free thinkers that just kind of want to believe the Bible, but we can listen to philosophy, higher criticism. We can look at all religions, and basically, you know, everything's going to be okay. And there's just from evolution to you name it, there's going to be a torpedo a rocket fire, an assault on the truth. It's always been on attack. And the Bible tells us that Satan comes as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Are you a prey for him? The Bible says that we're to put on in Ephesians, it tells us to put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You will be tempted. Your natural man lusts after sin. You must realize that the ideas and the ideologies of the world are death. You go ahead and listen to your country music. You go ahead and listen to your pop music. You go listen to anything that you think is amoral or neutral or just good time stuff, and your thinking will change. A song will get stuck in your brain, and when you need to pray, you got some foolish line of a song stuck in your head. The enemy wants to fill your mind with junk so that you have no appetite and no faith in the living God. As we quoted that verse in Romans 10, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hebrews 11 says, without faith, it's impossible to believe God. So maybe the next few days, if the Lord wills, we will look into the depths of this unbelief, this sin, this power that wants you and I to lose our way with God. Who has ordained this powerful force of unbelief is a mastermind of deception, and he has deceived more people than you and I. He has deceived the whole planet. He is God's enemy, and he is defeated for those that believe and aren't walking in unbelief. So let's make sure that we fill our minds with the Word of God today. Like it said in our beginning verses, there in Hebrews chapter 3, it says, verse 12, Hebrew 3, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Have a great day and have faith in God.